Welcome to the Susan Winter Show. Here you'll find practical tips and tools to address your most pressing concerns on love, dating, and partnership. And now, here's your love and life mentor, Susan Winter.
Have you ever been on the other side of a judgment? Somebody is trying to figure you out, and they can't quite do it. And because they can't figure out what is unique, beautiful, and different about you, they become hostile and aggressive. Hey there, it's Susan Winter, love and life mentor, here talking to you today because I want to talk to those of you who have been on the receiving end of this, not just romantically, socially. But let's start with romance first, because it's the same category of assessment. There are two positions a human could take upon meeting somebody new. They could approach that with an open mind, be curious, be interested. What is this? I've never seen this before. Interesting. Or they could approach it with a closed mind. Oh, different. Different is bad. Different is wrong. We don't like different because we don't understand it. If you've ever been on a date, maybe a first date, or you've been at a gathering and you're seated at a dinner table with people who have been trying to figure you out for the last 10, 15, 20 minutes and still can't get a handle on you, you will discover that they divide into these two camps, open and closed. Open people are curious. You're interesting. They've never met somebody like you, and they are not so willing to put you in a box because they know that they don't know what box you'd go in. So you're a curiosity, and you're intriguing. This makes you valuable to a hungry mind that is open. To somebody who has independent thinking, what is unique about you, otherwise known as different about you, is regarded with curiosity and a sense of discovery. Now, other class of people, if you happen to have met them, because I think I've encountered this most of my life, for those of you who don't go into the traditional box, okay, the choices you've made throughout life or how you express yourself or how you dress or what you think or what your job is slightly different. You are an independent thinker, and you're not so easily just stuck in a box with a label that's slapped on you so that somebody else doesn't have to have the burden of having to process what's new and different. In so much of our culture, what is different is wrong and bad. And that's the immediate go-to, but it's a very tribal mentality. It's limited. It's not attractive. It's of a lesser awareness. For those of you who've been working on yourself, and I know you're the people that come to my channel, you come to my YouTube, my podcast, you come to my website, it can be frustrating to not be seen in your fullness, in your wholeness of expression, and to be reduced to something that is discarded because there's no box for you. We don't know where to put this thing. So you see, an independent thinker is free to make their assessments openly and as they meet you. Doesn't mean they have to like you, doesn't mean they have to agree with you, but at least they've allowed new input. A closed mindset is that's it. It's very primal. But we are not in a situation where we're looking at somebody who is different coming into our little village, knowing that that's probably an indication that they'll attack us. So when you go on a date and somebody is getting angry and impatient and you don't know why, and the more you explain and answer the questions that they're asking you and they're becoming increasingly uncomfortable, it's a them thing, okay? That's why I do so much of my merch line. It's not you, it's them, okay? So it's not a you thing. I have noticed this, and I want to tell you to hold true to what is correct for you. Hold to your belief, because only in doing so without amending will you find your tribe, your people who understand you. And remember, as we go through life, the cog of evolution goes much more slowly for for society at large, and it goes far more quickly for an individual. So those of you who are front runners in your career, in your lifestyle, in your thoughts, in your belief systems, in how you look to the world, understand that you are the first going through this area, creating an expansion of what is. And you will expect to have some pushback because change is uncomfortable. And oh my goodness, if we add new components, then we don't know what the thing is anymore. We can't alter it. But imagine a world where we could never update our system and include the totality of information, not to be harshly judged, but to be integrated and understood as one great whole. I hope this helps you. Susan Winter for SusanWinter.net. If you haven't checked out my podcasts, I urge you to do so. Yep. So the Susan Winter Show had been previously extracts from these videos. And now I want to have more personal conversations and to record independently. So you will be hearing from me. Also check out my merch line. The reason I do that, there's some of my top quotes to keep you focused on what the truth is. Whether it's keep the dream, replace the person, for those of you who've had heartbreak and think that the one that got away is the only one you're ever going to have, or whether it's consider this, what if it's all perfect? And that goes along with allowing magnificence, my book. What it means is that whatever challenge you're going through right now, today, that you are so belaboring, so crushed by, and so fighting against, how do we know that it is not the birthplace of a new and better you? So check it out. Get a consultation, SusanWinter.net. Look forward to hearing from you.